Saturday Night Theatre. We present Crack Up, a psychological thriller by Alan Pryor. Crack Up.
You know, I like this view, Robert. We can see right over the walls. I feel at peace here.
Well, that's more than I do.
Why?
Because I can see that blasted hill down there, that's why.
Why don't you face up to it, Robert, instead of pushing it the back of your mind? I have.
It's late.
What, dear?
He's late. I said he's late.
Oh, dear.
Tom Bradford. Now, who else would I be talking about? The phone's ringing, Sanna.
Yes. Did I tell you, dear, I talked to Molly again?
Nay.
Well, where are you going, Robert?
To answer it. What else? Why, Karen can't answer it. I don't know.
Well, you know he hates to. It's his impediment.
Impediment, that foot.
Mr. Glossop, telephone.
I know. I can hear it. Why can't you answer it, man? You could have asked him to hold on. Could have done that, couldn't you? Moor Top 127. Robert Glossop speaking.
Is that you, Bob?
Aye. How are you, Tom, lad?
Fine, thanks. Is Mac there yet?
No, not yet, no.
Oh, well, give him a drink when he turns up and generally hold the fort, will you, Bob?
Isn't that what I always do?
Of course you do, Bob. And I don't think I don't appreciate you and Santa looking after things for me while I've been away.
Oh, it's all right. We don't mind. Is she with you?
Yes, Roberta's here now. We'll be with you in about 15 minutes.
Well, see you when you get here then, eh?
Right. Goodbye, Bob.
Ta-ra, son.
All
right, what are you waiting for?
I have these flowers for Mrs. Glossop, sir.
Well, put them down, man. Put them down. The missus will arrange them later.
All right.
Not on the table, you fool. You've messed it up. Nay.
Sorry, sir.
Go on, get back in the garden. You can do less harm out there. Aye, and I can say this, my lad. Now, if it weren't for me, they'd have to shape this in. Just here. That could have answered that thing. Don't kid me. Now, go on, get back in that garden.
Robert. Oh, you shouldn't go on at Karen so. He can't help it, that stutter of his. You make him worse, you know. You frighten him.
It wouldn't work for me 10 minutes, wouldn't that fella?
Oh, Robert, how nice of you to have put Molly's picture out.
Eh? What picture?
Well, this one here on the mantelpiece.
I never put that there.
Don't try to be gruff with me, Robert. That photo has been hidden away in a drawer all this time. Oh, isn't it like her, Robert?
Aye.
She was lovely, wasn't she?
Ah, she were.
I'm sure Tom will be glad to see it there.
Happen he will, happen he won't.
But of course he'll want to see it, Molly's picture. We all do.
For God's sake, shut up about Molly. She's dead, isn't she?
But she isn't, Robert. She's just over the other side. She's passed into the great unconscious, Robert. She isn't dead.
Well, she's gone from us, and that's the same thing.
No, Robert, no, it isn't the same thing at all. You dream about her, I know you do. Oh, and I have my own ways of meeting her.
Oh, for God's sake. Don't go on like that when they get here, and put them flowers in the bowls.
Yes, dear. Oh, what a mess on this table. It's so unlike Karen.
Madam.
Oh, hello, Karen. Very nice flowers. Very nice indeed.
Miss Molly liked those roses.
Oh, yes, she did love roses, didn't she? Yes. Well, thank you for choosing them, Karen. She liked them very much. Yes, she'll see them, never fear.
Nay, for crying out loud, I'm off.
This way, Dr. McKinley. I'll just tell Mr. Glossop he'll be with you in a moment.
Thank you, Mary. Is Dr. Bradford here yet?
Not yet, sir.
Oh, well, I'll help myself to a drink.
Very well, sir.
Morning, Bob. I hear Tom's not turned up yet. I'm helping myself.
I'll have him, too. A big one. How's the hospital?
Oh, not making a profit yet.
No, you never will while you've got so many thousands of people to look after. Yeah. I think there's a hell of a lot to be said for killing them off when they're properly mad.
Oh.
Then you can concentrate on the ones you can do something for.
And who's to decide which is which?
Well, you're the expert.
You trust me to do that? Decide which one should live and which die? You surprise me sometimes, Bob, even now.
Well, someone would have to do it, wouldn't they?
Has Santa been difficult?
Yeah. Just had Tom on the phone.
Oh, when will you be here?
Half hour or so. Says if we're hungry, we can start lunch.
Well, I can wait. I had a walk around the garden before I came in. Looks good. You're doing, I expect.
Ah, you got to keep an eye on that fella, Karen. I've been coming over every weekend to say he does his job.
You know, you didn't answer my question. How is Sanna?
She's in the next room. Why didn't you ask her yourself?
But I'm asking you, Bob.
Well, don't. I reckon out of all your psychiatric mumbo-jumbo, son, not at all. Aye, and it isn't because I haven't read any of it either.
Really?
I can read, you know, surprising as it may seem. I even plowed through this book of yourn. This one. Symbols and Psychiatrists, Yorkshire Medical Press, 1947.
Oh.
Is that the only one you ever wrote? Not exactly a bestseller, eh?
Not really, no. Now, about your wife. You explained to her that the girl with Tom will be Roberta.
Look, I've got to the stage where I can explain now to Sanna. She's always on about the collective unconscious.
Oh.
I sometimes think she'd be better off unconscious.
Why do you say that?
I don't think Sanna has much idea what's happening in this world anymore. And it's even money she'd be happier in the collective unconscious, or wherever she reckons everyone goes when they die.
Bob, I'm always glad to see you.
Eh? What for?
Because you'll never, ever need the aid of a psychiatrist.
Son, you can bet your best hat on that. Have another in there.
Thanks.
There you are.
How do you feel about Tom marrying again?
I'm not with you, Doctor.
Well, are you for or against? Well,
Tom's a good lad. He's 40 years old and needs a wife. Why should I be against?
Tell me.
Tell you what?
Any reason why you should be against?
There isn't one. I just told you there isn't one.
Interesting.
What is?
That you should think there isn't one.
Nah, gee over. I'm not on your bloody couch. And if I hadn't sent Sanna along to talk to you, I don't reckon she'd be half as bad as she is neither. Aye, and you know how to charge and all.
Do you think she's especially troubled about something at the moment, then?
I said give over. I'm drinking.
Did you drive across today?
No. We came on Thursday, got the place ready. My car's picking me up tomorrow. I've got a big meeting in London, Monday afternoon. You staying tonight?
I suppose it would be easier. It's not much of a drive round these hills in the dark. Never get down this one right outside the house. Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Hard to be used to it by now. Trouble is, I never am. I can't look at that hill without thinking of her.
So cold and pure.
The highest spot for miles around this. Here, I'll take that gate.
Oh, thanks.
Well, come on, darling. What's the matter?
Nervous, I suppose.
Of what?
Oh, this place, I don't know. The whole bit.
Oh, darling, we've talked this whole bit out, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then there's nothing to worry about, is there?
Well, no, I suppose not, but... Oh, sorry, Tom, I'm being stupid. I know that, but I can't help it. I am being a fool.
No, darling, you're being you. And I love you for being you.
Oh, that helped.
Yes, I thought it might. Well, come on, we'll go in the French windows across the garden.
Coming. Well, there's somebody in the room. She seems to be praying.
Oh, Molly, my dear
something.
Molly.
How
picture.
Are you
today? Good, good, very good. My precious. You're safe from all harm and unkindness, my love. Quite safe now.
But praying
the world's a mean
picture.
And dangerous
Odd.
Place, but you're safe now, my dear. Nobody can hurt you now.
Kind of spooky.
Aunt Sanna!
Oh!
Hello.
Oh, hello, Tom. You naughty boy, just to creep up on me like that.
Oh, well, what about a kiss for the homecoming hero?
Well, you don't deserve one. Oh, you look even thinner. Have you been eating too much of that American food? I believe it's dreadful.
Oh, it's not too bad. Aunt, I have someone here to meet you.
Oh. Well, you really are too thoughtless, Tom. You didn't tell me Molly was coming.
It isn't Molly, darling.
Oh, but...
It's Roberta, darling. You remember, I wrote to you. I explained it all in my letter.
Oh, yes, of course. How silly of me. You see, I was just thinking about her and... Somehow, with the shock of Tom coming up on me like that and you standing there in that light, I...
Yes, of course, we understand. Don't we, Roberta?
Oh, yes, of course. What a nice room.
Yes, isn't it? Molly always loved it, you know.
Oh.
She made all those chair covers.
Oh, did she? Oh, whose picture is this?
Molly.
Oh.
It isn't usually on show, and I just can't think why... Oh, Aunt Sanna, I wonder if you could fetch Uncle Robert and the others while I show Roberta where everything is.
Oh, yes, of course. They're on the veranda.
Thanks.
They'll have seen you. Oh.
I'm sorry, darling. I told you to expect something like this, didn't I?
Yes, I know.
But just accept that it will happen again.
Oh, yes, I will.
Well, don't brood on it, darling.
All right, Tom, I'm all right. Now forget it, please.
Brought your cases, Mr. Tom.
Karen, well, come in. Come in and meet your new mistress. I'm going to work in Leeds for a while, so you'll be seeing a lot more of me from now on.
I left the flowers for you.
Oh, how lovely. You know, they're my favorites.
Madam.
Karen, I think you're much improved. You're speaking much more clearly now.
Thank you, sir.
Here, you can't carry all those yourself. I'll give you a lift with them.
I'm just putting them in the hall.
Right. My wife carries her entire wardrobe with her when she travels. We'll hear, do.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I think she's as pretty as Miss...
Yes. I think so, too, Carrie. Well, I'll leave you to get on with it.
Yes, sir. Glad to see you home, sir.
Thank you, Karen.
You were talking about me. What did he say about me?
Oh, he said you were as pretty as Molly.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, darling, I did warn you, remember?
Yes, I remember.
I told you it would begin hard and get harder, didn't I?
Oh, yes, darling, you did.
But I promise you one day it will all be different. They'll finally accept you. You are living and Molly is dead. And sooner or later, everybody buries their dead.
Do they, Tom?
You know they do, darling.
Oh, yes, darling, I know. Oh, I'm being stupid, resentful. Do you know, I told myself all the way across on the plane, I said to myself, you will not let any reference to her name throw you. You will always smile at her name.
Oh, sweetheart, if you didn't have some resentment towards her, you wouldn't be human.
Oh, Tom, darling, I love you.
And I love you, too. Now, let's go into the living room and see if Bob's there.
Ah, here are the two lovebirds.
Hello, Mac. Oh, it's good to see you. Roberta, this is Morris McKinley. I think you'd better call him Mac.
Hello. Tom's talked about you a lot.
Nicely, I hope. I mean, I'm just an old fuddy-duddy, stuck out here in the provinces. Nothing very fashionable about me.
Oh, he's too modest. Mac, is Bob around?
He was in the garden.
Oh, I'll go and get him. Excuse me.
Tom always says you're the best analyst he knows.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he really did.
Well, that was very kind of
Tom.
Well,
he meant it, you know.
Are you going on with your own work over here?
Oh, well, I didn't really have any. I mean, I did take a degree, but I've no real field experience in sociology yet.
Oh, then what are your plans?
Well, I expect I'll try to do 2 or 3 years as a social worker, and then there's always a family to think about.
Oh, of course. Hello, I haven't seen that picture for a while.
You knew her?
Yes, I knew her.
What was she like?
She was fresh and young. You could have sworn she was one of the lucky people of this world.
But she wasn't, was she?
No, she wasn't. She seemed untouchable, as if nothing bad or wrong could ever happen to her. To think of her dead sometimes, well, it seems impossible, you know. We all loved her here. You will have to forgive the way we talk about her.
What did she look like? Was she really beautiful, I mean?
My dear, hasn't Tom ever told you? She looked very much like you.
Oh, did she?
Very, very much like you. Look at the picture, can't you see?
Well, yes, I think I can.
Come over and look at Moor Top. That's the hill she died on.
Oh, well, it's even steeper than I imagined.
Well, is she? Where's the bride?
Oh, Bob.
Oh, you're in here, eh?
Oh, it's good to see you again, Bob.
Well, Tom, you made a right good pick there, lad, but I always said you were a good picker. You're a right beauty, love.
Oh, thank you.
Well, as you would have guessed, this is Bob Glossop, my ex-father-in-law. I told you...
He's been kept in good shape while Tom's been off in America enjoying his zen. And marrying the prettiest lass in the class.
Oh.
They weren't exactly classes, Bob.
Yeah, well, don't explain it to me, semesters and degrees and all that. I'll never sort it out. I were educated in the University of Life. Oh, I stayed away a bit longer than we expected, you know, Roberta. I can call you Roberta, can't I?
Sure.
Not that I blame him, love. Not that I blame him. Come on, I'll show you the rest of the place. Now, you just put yourself in my hands and you won't go far wrong.
She's lovely, Tom.
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Drink?
Hmm? Oh, no, thanks. I'm off it now.
Oh, of course, you wrote me. How long?
Not a drop in 6 months. I shall start having a small one soon.
Then why not now?
Hmm?
Hysterical symptoms?
None for 6 months.
What form did they take when you had them?
All right, Mac, I don't mind talking about it. Fear of confined spaces, terror of meeting people, loss of confidence. All the absolutely typical things any bank clerk might have. The sort of things I've seen in patients a thousand times. Nothing fancy. You'd think I'd have been able to manage something fancy with my training.
Oh, you're not a fancy chap, Tom. For a good psychiatrist, you're most unfancy.
Oh, Mac, you're a damned old Freudian. And I know you won't accept my breakdown as being anything but pure, double-dyed guilt over Molly's death.
No, I'm sorry, Tom, but I won't.
Well, I think there was more to it. I think I had a very deep spiritual malaise before that. I see you smile at the word, Mac, but I use it and I mean it.
I'm not forgetting. Your father was a vicar, Tom.
Oh, no, you never do.
Nor do you.
Anyway, I think it would have come sooner or later. I was dissatisfied with my marriage before Molly was killed.
This is new, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, yes, I suppose it is. But it must have been there all the time. I must have known it all the time.
Tom, I don't want to be harsh, but I think you expected a lot of Molly. Too much, perhaps. She was only a girl when you married her.
Oh, Mac, she could be a pretty, willful girl. Oh, I know she looked sweet and demure and kind, but there was a steely will there, Mac. We had too many rows. And it was a mistake. Oh, my mistake. She was so young.
How old was she when you married her?
23.
How old's Roberta?
Well, she... Mac, you don't change, do you? You
haven't answered my question.
She's 23.
Yes, you brought Molly here after you married her, didn't you, Tom, to this house?
You know damn well I did. You were best man.
Might have been kinder to take Roberta somewhere else.
Look, old chap, this was my father's house, my grandfather's house, and his father's house. Besides, I've talked to Roberta. I've told her all about it. You don't think I'd let the girl in for all this without some preparation, do you?
Well?
We agreed that the best thing to do was to come back here, at least for a while, and live it down. Live it out, if you like.
Very brave and emancipated of you. You could have gone back to Harley Street, much nicer life. London, society, that's the place to build and develop a talent like yours. Not out here in the wilds of Yorkshire. No one will know you're alive up here.
Mac, I took the Northern University appointment because I want a chance to sort out what I'm really trying to do in my work. I don't think that I could do that in London. I need peace, quiet, time to think.
I'm sure it's not because you don't want to face practice again, the strains and stresses, difficult patients, problems, the rest of it.
Yes, it could be. I've thought of that. It could be lack of confidence. I don't know, Mac. I really don't know.
Sorry, really none of my business at all.
Well, since when did that stop you, you old so-and-so?
One last question.
No, let me guess. Did all my neurotic reaction, the fear of heights, confined spaces, sleeplessness, guilt manifestations, did it all stop as soon as I met Roberta? Correct? The answer is pure woman's mag, I'm very glad to say. Yes, it did.
So you're recovered. Your trip to America was worthwhile.
I went with a shattered nervous system, guilt-ridden, profoundly unhappy. I came back, as you say, recovered, with the most wonderful girl in the world for a wife.
I read your paper, Therapist Heal Thyself. You wrote that since you met Roberta?
I just sat and bashed it out suddenly. I was hoping you hadn't read it. I mean, it's been so popular, I'm almost ashamed of it.
Why, it's brilliant. Best thing you've ever done. And that's saying a lot. After all, it isn't every day a medical paper wins the Wertheimer Prize.
Mac, I know it seems fantastic, but that breakdown helped me. Actually helped me. I kept a diary all the time and put down every symptom. Even when my nerves were screaming, I wrote down just how they were screaming. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've forgotten now, but when I reread the words, I remember. Oh, in the future, when I go back to practice, When I talk to the patients, I won't just be guessing how they feel. Sometimes I'll know.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thought. A terrible thought, Mac, but in a strange way, Molly dying was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, it's lovely here in the garden.
Well, they do say, after supper, walk a mile.
Yeah?
And I certainly don't mind if it's in a garden with a fine young lass.
Oh.
Hey, you're shivering. You cold?
Well.
I'll get you a wrap or something, will I?
Well, thank you. I left it on the chair.
No sooner said than done.
Oh, thanks.
Madam.
Madam. Karen, you startled me coming up behind me like that.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, what?
Where are you, love? Hey, what's this?
Thank you, madam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was silly. I shouldn't have been scared like that.
Oh, don't excuse yourself to me, love. I'm half scared of him, never mind you.
Are you scared of him? Why? Well, tell me.
Oh, no, I don't want to scare you, lass, any more than he's just done.
Look, I may look young and silly, but I don't scare all that easily, Mr. Glossop.
Oh, I don't believe you do. Well, he were a sort of odd job man in the village. Did a bit of casual labor, but killing off unwanted cats and dogs was his specialty. He used to hang them.
Hang them?
Oh, it's quite usual love round here. There's always one chap in the village does that job.
Oh, horrible. But how can anybody do such a thing? I wonder why Tom didn't tell me about that.
Because Tom's got a soft spot for Karen. But Molly never liked him. He always used to follow her about. She was always complaining of it. And she weren't the complaining sort. And I sometimes reckon she had plenty to complain about.
Mr. Glossop.
Huh?
You loved your daughter, didn't you? I mean, very much.
Well, she weren't properly our own, you know. The wife... Well, you've seen her. No, we adopted Molly when she was 4 years old.
My coming here and taking her place...
Love, Molly has gone. Tom's all we have, really. Oh, I know, he doesn't need us. He's a big success, Tom. All those papers and fellowships and all the rest of it. He doesn't really need anybody.
Oh.
But we need him, the missus and me. It's all we've got left. That's why I look after this place for him. That's why we came over to make you welcome. We never expected him. Butter in Dr. McKinley's hand, you know.
No, I didn't know.
Trouble is, he keeps wanting to talk to me. What the hell has Santa's trouble got to do with me?
Dr. McKinley, do try one of these. They're coxes, you know, off the trees in the orchard. People said we could never grow them up here, but Karen's got green fingers.
Thank you, Santa.
Oh, it's a lovely house. I'm so glad you've come back home, Tom.
Thank you, Aunt Anna.
Can I get anybody more coffee? Dr. McKinley?
Well, I could manage another cup.
Oh, then I'll get some more.
Oh, look out, madam. You nearly dropped the coffee pot.
Aunt Anna.
I almost did, didn't I?
Let me, madam.
Oh, very well, Mary. There you are. I'll come out and help you.
Oh, thank you, madam.
And poor old Senna. No, just the same. You still treating her? If you are, I hope you aren't changing her. I like her as she is.
There's nothing the matter with Senna that bringing Molly back to life wouldn't cure.
Look, Mac, I'm over Molly, I tell you. It's all gone. Please don't keep trying to shock me.
But you are shocked whenever her name's mentioned, aren't you?
Well, for crying out loud, give it a rest. It's my first night back.
Oh, sorry. I know you were quite so touchy.
No. I'll take these plates out and... See if I can give them a hand out there in the kitchen. There's only Santa and the girl.
There we are, madam. Coffee's boiling. I'll do that, madam. Honest, just let me.
Oh, very well, Mary.
I'll do that later. You heard any more from the unconscious, madam?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, I have, Mary.
Was it Miss Molly again?
Yes, and you know what?
No.
She told me there would be an accident.
An accident? What kind of accident?
She didn't say what kind. Just an accident.
Oh, that's it. What a stupid thing to do.
Oh, let's get this shoe off for a start.
I can do it. Ow!
No, let me try.
Now, take it easy. It is spraying them. Make it a fracture.
All right.
Ooh.
And you said you were over it.
Huh? What are you talking... Oh, for Pete's sake.
I've got a bandage somewhere. Sit there. I'll go and get it.
Tom, what's wrong?
Oh, I fell down some stairs, darling, but it's nothing. It's just my ankle is sprained. Don't worry about it.
Your ankle? Have you done that again? How did it happen this time?
Oh, the same way. Exactly the same way.
Never in this world. Well, there's a turn up for the book. On the kitchen stairs. Here, I'll get you a cold water compress and some Nipbone. You can't whack it for this. Would you credit it the same way?
Nipbone compress? Oh, it's a sort of leaf Nipbone, Roberta. You steep it in water. Trust Bob. He seems to forget that we've got two doctors in the place.
What did he mean by again, Tom?
Oh, I did exactly the same thing once before.
Oh, yes. Well, when was that?
Well, does it matter when?
Yes, I think it does. Well, don't tell me if you don't want to.
Well, as a matter of fact, it happened the night before Molly died. That's why she was driving the car the next morning. She didn't like to drive much. I always did it.
And that time you didn't?
No, that time I didn't because I couldn't because I'd sprained my ankles like now.
Oh, I see.
Look, darling, I know you've been taught by people like me that nothing is an accident, but...
But this was.
Well, of course it was. I rushed out there.
Perfectly all right, my dear. Now, this bandage should help. Now, I hardly need to tell you that you're going to have to stay off this for at least 2 days.
Oh, rubbish.
Why argue? Try putting your weight on it before then. See what happens.
I'll be all right tomorrow.
Won't you know?
Find me some slippers, darling, will you? They'll be in the bedroom in one of the cases somewhere.
Yes, of course.
If I were you, I'd stay on this settee all night. Keep that ankle up in the air.
Oh, rot.
Tom, I thought since you've hurt your ankle, you'd better have your stick.
Oh, yes, that was very kind of you, Sanna.
Well, you had it the last time, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Hey, lad, never mind all your doctor's remedies. I've staked this in Nipbone. Oh. Oh, you've done it, have you, Doctor?
I'm afraid so, Bob.
Hello, Roberta, dear.
Oh, is that you? Yes. It's so dark in here.
Yes, I'm just looking for Tom's slippers. Oh, I know we packed them somewhere. Tom's right, I do bring too many things.
It was very curious, Tom slipping like that, wasn't it?
Yes.
I knew it was going to happen, you know.
Oh, yes, how?
Molly told me.
Why, I'm sorry.
Oh, I talk to her quite often, you know. You can laugh if you like, my dear, they all do.
No, I'm not laughing. What did Molly say?
Oh, she doesn't talk outright to me. It's not like that. It's more like sleep, you see. But not quite sleep. It's usually just as I wake up. I hear a voice. And she said, there might be an accident.
I see. Oh, here they are. I knew we'd packed them somewhere. They're terrible old things, too.
Don't say anything to the others, especially my husband, will you? I mean, I'm not supposed to talk about it, you see.
No, I won't. Of course not. Well, you're not coming back into the living room?
In a moment, dear. In a moment. I'm admiring your clothes. You've such pretty things, Molly.
Well, I'd better get back.
Listen here, Karen. I thought I told you to get rid of that walking stick.
Yes, I meant to.
But where'd you keep it?
There, in the hut.
Well, why didn't you burn it like I told you to? You know Molly gave it to him, don't you?
I thought it might come in useful. It's a good stick. Too good to throw away, sir.
You wouldn't work for me one day, not one single bloody day.
Look, my dear chap, I'm not trying to say you exactly did this on purpose. But you know as well as I do that no psychiatrist can ever heal himself. He knows too many of the answers, despite your brilliant paper and the Wertheimer Prize to the contrary.
I tell you I'm over Molly and everything that happened concerning Molly.
You tell yourself you're over it.
All right, I tell myself and I believe it. For me, Molly is dead and finished.
Now, think back. You rushed out of here to help Sanna with the dishes because you didn't much like what I was saying. You set it up for yourself, old man.
Mac, I can't even recall what you were saying.
We were talking about Molly, just as we are now.
You know, you really believe that? That I set it up for myself, deliberately engineered this.
Yes, I'm afraid I do. A temporary regression. You're under strain. Bringing Roberta back here was probably too much for you. Not really serious, I imagine.
You know, I wonder.
Mac, do you know what the date is?
The date?
It's September the 12th tomorrow.
Should that have some significance for me?
Molly was killed exactly 3 years ago tomorrow morning.
Ah. When did you realize this?
Exactly 2 minutes ago.
Consciously?
Yes, if you like. Consciously.
Tom, I think we should have a long talk before... Oh, well, you're obviously a bit overwrought. Wouldn't be. Let's leave it for the moment, shall we?
I found them at last. You really should let me buy you a new pair.
Roberta, are you all right?
Well, of course I am. Why shouldn't I be?
I think I'll smoke a cigarette in the garden. I can do with the breath of fresh air.
Oh, darling, I'm dreadfully sorry about this. Looks like spoiling things for a day or two.
No, I don't mind that.
Oh? Judging by the tone of your voice, you mind something.
Look, I mind being brought to this place and told nothing.
But, darling, I told you all the facts.
Oh, you told me the facts. You didn't say how these people would feel about me. But if it was outright hostility, I wouldn't mind. But your aunt, half the time she calls me Molly, and I think she knows what she's doing.
Now, that's absolute nonsense. Of course she doesn't. She's simply trying to pretend, if only for a moment, that Molly is still alive. The use of her name helps. That's why we call children after favorite people. The names and insurance that the original never really
you
does.
You said I'd have to get used to people talking about Molly, comparing me with Molly, but you didn't say it would begin the minute I stepped into this place.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. It has all been a bit drastic, hasn't it? I'm sorry.
You shouldn't have brought me here, Tom. Oh, I know. We talked and talked about it, but... Well, it was a mistake. I know it was. Tom, let's go.
We had to face it sometime. If we hadn't come back here, Molly would always be in our minds. The only way was to come here and live with it. That way we face and accept the fact of her. I thought you were ready for that.
No, I'm ready. The point is, are you? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, where are you going, Roberta?
For a drive. I need some air.
Roberta, come back. Come back.
She's just gone past me out there. Seems to be in a hurry. Oh. Here, don't walk about without your stick.
Oh, thanks. That girl, you know what she's doing? She's going out for a drive. It's damn near midnight.
She's young. She'll be all right.
Yes. Yes, I suppose so. Well, Mac, it's good to get back here, really, though. Even to be among one's books. This, for example, Symbols and Psychiatrists by Morris McKinley.
Oh.
Oh, this was good, Mac. It should have been better known. I think I'll read it again.
Now, don't, please. It's a student's effort. It's altogether too serious and solemn.
No, it's just the solid sort of thing I should amuse myself with tonight.
Come along, Robert, really. We've hardly talked to Tom, and there's such a lot to talk about. And it's so late. It's almost midnight. I suppose he'll have to wait until tomorrow.
There's plenty of time, Senna. We'll be here for a long time.
Oh, where's Roberta?
Oh, just got out for a breath of air.
How's the foot? You know I could do with a drink. Give me a reet thirst yelling at young fella Karen.
Well, how about a drink, then?
Well, make it a bitten, Doctor. I reckon that stuttering of his is out but a bloody get out.
Karen's all right. Now, leave him alone, Bob.
Robert,
I know what he called it.
Oh, you sound as if you don't call it that.
No, forget it.
No, I want to hear.
You heard what he said, Tom. Forget it.
Oh, Tom, don't get excited, please. Robert.
What did you call it, Bob?
Look, lad. When you lost Molly, you lost a wife, and you've replaced her.
Replaced her? I thought you liked Roberta.
Well, of course we do. We both do, don't we, Robert?
I've no reason not to like her.
Forget it, Tom.
Is that what you're trying to say?
The brakes on that car should have been tested. They hadn't been tested for a year.
No, I never have bothered much with cars. I just drive them.
Well, Molly drove this one, and it was your car, not hers. Hers wasn't fit to drive, so she trusted yours.
But I'm still waiting to hear what you call it.
I call it murder, Tom. That's what I call it. Oh, not premeditated, now like that. Although you've been giving her a bad...
Months. Mac, I'm worried. I don't like this one little bit. First of all, I slip and sprain this ankle. Then that blasted stick turns up. And then old Bob Grossop tells me he thinks I murdered Molly. Mac, I think there's a pattern.
Rubbish.
Don't you realize we are the same party exactly as on the night of Molly's death? Roberta instead of Molly. Otherwise, exactly the same. It's too too neat. It has to be a pattern.
Don't be hysterical, Tom.
I'll be all right. Look, go to bed if you want to, and I'll wait up for Roberta.
Oh, you don't need to. I'm back.
Well, you enjoy your drive.
I didn't get it. My car's packed up. I'm sorry, darling, about earlier. I'm just stupid, but I'll get over it. And the first step is some new covers. Are you all right, darling?
He's a bit overwrought. He's tired. Let him stay in here tonight, hmm?
Oh?
He shouldn't move around on that ankle anyway.
Yes, that's right.
Well, darling, sit down. Get off that foot.
Yes, that's right. That's what I did before, isn't it? That's exactly what I did. I slept in here.
What does he mean?
Now, Roberta, you just get to bed and let me look after him. All right?
Oh, right.
Now, I promise you he'll be fine in the morning. He's overwrought and he needs some sleep.
Well, all right. Oh, you look ill, Tom. Will you really be all right? I mean, really, I could stay here. I could sleep in a chair.
Well, don't be silly, darling. Of course you can't. Anyway, you're only just along the hall.
Well, if you want me, call me.
Yes, of course. Ankle's a bit painful, that's all. Sorry I've been difficult.
Oh, no, I'm the one, not you. Well, I'll say good night. Night, darling. Gosh, I'm bush.
Night, darling.
Night, Roberta.
Oh, Mac. Say it's not a pat.
Oh, it's you. Let me go, you great lump.
Oh, we're only kidding.
Oh, you've done me. You scared the daylights out of me.
I'm sorry, Mary. Oh,
so you should be a soft, silly fool. Honest, you're as balmy as the rest of them here. I'm glad to get out of this place.
You've got such a nice neck, Mary.
Oh.
Take that pill.
Later, I think I'll read for a bit.
Well, you certainly look quite comfortable there, all tucked up on that couch. Now, which book do you want? I'll read it over for you.
I'll try yours, Mac.
That's a thing that'll send you to sleep.
I thought that was the idea.
Well, I don't believe a word of it nowadays, but here you are.
Thanks.
Night, Tom.
Night. And thanks, Mac. I'll do it a mess. Here's a pattern. Has to be. Or else I'm going. No, I must stop this. Read. That's it. Read something. A Max book. Oh, dear. It looks so dull. Mac. Brilliant and sound. Dull. Good old Mac. Now, concentrate, man. Concentrate. There's nothing wrong with you. Concentrate. That's it. First page. Very often a patient will see in some simple reflection of his own anxiety. Very often the man will start again. Very often a patient we'll see. In some symbol. Very often, a patient will see. In some symbol.
No! No!
Roberta!
No!
Roberta! Is that you?
Darling!
What is it? What happened? What's happened?
There's someone in my bedroom.
Who? Did you see who it was?
No. It was too dark. I just woke up and there it was in the window. I jumped out of bed and...
Was it a man or a woman?
I don't know. It was just a shadow. I don't know.
You stay here.
No, I'll come with you.
All right. I'll put this on and we'll go out through the garden.
Yes.
Come on. This way. Stop. Somebody over there. Look, I can see him.
Where?
Next to the window there.
That's near my room.
Shh. Hey, you! Now keep still, or I hit you with a stick. Now come out of that shadow where I can see you.
Hello, Tom.
What?
What the hell?
Robert. Bob, have you been near Bertha's bedroom?
What's she on about?
Somebody scared her. Didn't you hear her scream?
Did the devil. I've just come out here. No, wasn't me, son. Well, she imagined it.
Oh, no, I didn't. It was real enough.
New places, new people. Dreaming, probably.
I wasn't dreaming.
Well, look, lad. I got up because I couldn't sleep. Came out for a smoke. I've been out here a minute. I were a bit upset about all that stuff I said about Molly. I shouldn't have said it. I'm sorry.
I see. That's all right, Bob.
Well, I'll be off to bed then. Don't worry, love. Well, it was just a dream. You'll be all right.
Yes. Good night, Bob.
Good night.
Do you think it was him?
I don't know, Roberta.
What?
Do you think it was Bob? You've been frightened. I don't understand. I don't know what to believe. Come on back into the house. I'll give you a drink.
Oh, I can certainly use it.
Tom! Tom, where are you, Tom? Where can they all be? I distinctly heard... Oh, doctor.
It's all right, Sanna. It's only me.
Oh, you gave me such a shock.
I thought I heard a scream.
Yes, I heard it too, quite plainly.
Well, the windows are open. They must be in the garden.
Do you think they were having a row? Tom can be very bad-tempered. Oh, Molly used to tell me things.
Quiet. Here they are. Oh, hello. We thought we heard a scream. Did somebody scream?
Yes. Roberta did.
Why?
She said she saw a man in her room.
I saw him, all right.
You're sure it was a him?
Well, not sure, no.
See?
Tom, where's that drink? Suddenly I feel a bit faint.
Oh, yes, yes. Sorry, darling. Oh. Here. Sit down and drink this.
Thanks. Well, I think I'll go back to bed.
Yes, come along, dear. I'll take you back to your room. You know, it's very funny how some people dream a lot and... Oh, there's never so much as a picture. Now, Molly never used to dream, but I get the most beautiful pictures.
Aunt Sanna, now, please don't talk to Roberta. Just get her back to bed, eh?
Very well, dear. Just trying to help.
Excuse me. Is there anything I can do, sir?
No, Karen.
I heard a scream, sir.
Yes, we all did. But it's nothing. Go back to bed.
Oh, yes, sir. Very well, sir.
Roberta, would you like a knockout drop?
Oh, no, thanks. I might have to do that again.
Come along, dear.
Oh, Tom, are you sure you won't come to bed?
No. No, I'll stay here.
Are you sure?
Yes, darling. Night.
Night.
I think I'm going mad.
Nonsense. It's just a series of quite unconnected incidents, and you're reacting like a hysteric because...
Because I am.
You say you're quite recovered. Nobody else does.
I haven't had any sort of hysterical symptom for 6 months.
Then what do you call this display of anxiety?
Oh, you call it anxiety, man. Well, you'd be anxious if the pattern had killed your first wife. Looked like this. And... Mac, you were here the night Molly died, and so was Bob and Sanna. And everybody else in the place. Even to Karen and the maid. Now, I wanted you all here the first night we got back. It was all part of the plan to get Roberta over every hurdle at once. That's all I was trying to... No, you're right, I am hysterical. It must be coincidence.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
Tom, did you go anywhere near Roberta's bedroom?
Me? Me? I wasn't here. What are you going to do?
All right. Here now, take a pill. It's an order.
Listen, if you think that I'd gone and...
Forget it. No, Tom, really, leave it till tomorrow.
All right. All right.
We'll talk about it then.
Yes. Just as you say. Good night, Mac. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. What now? Take hold. Take hold. Steady. Steady. That's it. Oh, God, I must have some air. Open the window. Yes. Open the window. The world, they're coming in. They mustn't. Look out the window there. Oh, that's better. Oh, God. Here you are. Tom Bradford behaving like some nerve-shattered little clerk with wife trouble. Terrified of the walls coming in on you. Oh, what the hell has happened to you? Now, come on. Just sit. Sit. Don't move. Look at the night. Just sit.
I wouldn't leave that window open, dear. It'll be cool later.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be all right. I'll just stand here in the air for a minute.
Well, then, I'd better get back to bed. Robert will be worrying. He can't sleep unless I'm there. He seems very hard, but he's quite a baby, really. You know, I think he took Molly's death much harder than I did. He used to cry at night.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, he used to cry when he thought I'd gone to sleep. He does it now sometimes.
Good night, Aunt Sanna.
Oh, good night, my dear.
Oh, what a mess.
Oh, I'm sleepy.
Bed. Oh, bed. Hello? Who's there?
Tom! Tom!
Look, I've called my husband. What? Who are you?
Oh, it's you, Clarence.
Roberta! Hey, Roberta, what is it? What is it?
He's standing out there.
Who?
Karen!
Did you frighten my wife? Have you been in the room?
No, sir. I wouldn't do that.
Then what are you doing there? What are you doing out there?
I'm looking after her. I'm keeping watch.
Oh. I see. You hear that, Roberta?
Yes. I heard it. Come back to bed, please do.
Ah, in a minute, Lou, in a minute.
You're not getting your rest, and you know what you're like, dear, when you don't get your rest.
Don't worry about me, son. I'll be right.
Now, don't go prowling round the house again tonight, dear. Let's all get some rest, for goodness sake. That business has quite upset me.
All right. I suppose so.
That's right. Get into bed. What are you thinking about, dear?
Our Molly.
Now, listen to me, Karen. I brought you back into the living room because I want to ask you a question. But first of all, I want to remind you of one or two things. Yeah. I gave you treatment, and I gave you this job. I got you away from that village down there, and those horrible things you used to do.
I were happy in the village.
No, Karen, you weren't. You slept badly. You used to dream, terrible dreams. You used to talk to yourselves. You weren't clean. The dogs used to chase you. The children used to throw stones at you. And I want to know, do you want to go back to all that?
No. But the children didn't throw stones at me.
Oh, didn't they?
Well, sometimes. But I liked the village.
Yes,
it was... home.
Yes, but you're better off here. Since you had those shock treatments, you've had no bad dreams, have you?
No.
And you're happy here?
Yes, thank you.
Now, you owe me nothing for that. But Karen, I like to think of you as a friend. Are you a friend?
Yes, of course. More than just a friend.
All right, then. Did you frighten my wife earlier?
No.
Now, I want the truth. She's gone back into her room, and you can tell me the truth. Did you go near her room before? Did you frighten her?
No. I'd never do a thing like that.
Very well. Very well, I accept that, Karen. Open all the doors and windows again, will you?
Aye.
It seems the old shakes are really here again. I thought I'd got rid of them. Well, I'll just have to live with them. That's what I tell my patients, Karen. You have just got to live with it, I say. Bland behind my desk. Just live with a screaming hell inside you. Just don't think about it. It'll go away 1 year soon.
Are you going to be all right, sir?
Well, there's no use sending for a doctor, is it?
Let me help you to lie down, sir. Your foot. You shouldn't be on it.
I don't bother about my foot or my talk. I'm talking to myself, Karen. I'm talking to myself because I don't want to crack wide open. Not before morning, anyway.
Tomorrow morning?
Yes. Yes, tomorrow morning. What's so special about tomorrow morning? Well, I'll tell you, Karen. Up to now, we've had a sprained ankle, a faulty car. And in the morning, all we need is a letter. That's all, Karen. Just a letter.
Lovely morning, madam. Listen to the birds.
Nicer than those terrible owls hunting all night. They kept me awake.
Oh, watch the bacon, madam.
Oh, nearly
burned it, didn't we?
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I'd better let you finish. I'll go near the table in the dining room.
Righto, madam.
Oh, dear, I'd quite forgotten. Mm-hmm. Mr. Tom's in there. It's quite late. It's 9 o'clock. I suppose I should wake him.
You were waking Miss Roberta first, madam.
Oh, was I? Oh, of course I was. No, you do that. I'll wait, Mr. Tom. You've only put toast on his tray. Oh, good.
Very good, madam. Oh, here's the postman.
Only one letter for you this morning, Mary.
Oh, thanks, George.
Cheer you back.
Bye. There's one letter, madam.
Is it for Mr. Tom?
No, from Miss Roberta.
Well, put it on the tray for her. Take it up to her now, eh?
Very good, madam.
And I'll wake Mr. Tom.
Yes, madam.
Morning, Tom. Oh, dear. The poor boy's got all the windows open. He'll catch his death of cold.
What time is it?
Breakfast. Just toast, but that's all you have, isn't it?
My head.
You sleep all right?
I took a pill. The first month, a sort of small defeat.
I'm sorry, dear. What did you say?
No. Senna. Senna, has the postman been?
Just one moment ago.
Was there a letter?
No, not for you, dear. Only Roberta.
Has she opened it yet?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, dear. Here's your tea, just as you like it. Tom! Tom, come back. Where are you going?
I've only bought you one egg, madam, but there's another if you want it.
Oh, no, Mary. This is more than enough, really.
Madam, is it true somebody attacked you during the night?
No, of course it isn't, Mary. Oh. Whoever told you that?
Well, madam, Mrs. Glossop told me you'd had a shock and you thought you'd seen a man.
Well, nonsense. It was all a silly mistake.
Oh.
Oh, gosh, what wonderful tea.
I like it as you can stand your spoon in. Oh, there's a letter for you, madam.
Oh, for me, but...
Is there anything else, madam?
Oh, no, thank you, Mary.
Oh, well, I'll be getting back to the kitchen then.
Oh, how on earth?
Roberta!
Oh, morning, darling. Doesn't it all look better this morning? I slept like a top in the end.
Roberta, have you opened that letter?
Oh, yeah. Guess what it is?
Is it from a hairdresser?
How on earth did you know that?
Oh. Well, I just knew.
Tom, what's wrong? What is it?
Nothing. Oh, God, it's stuff in here. I'll open the window, shall I?
What's wrong?
Well, there's no air.
Oh, darling, no. You feel shut in. You feel panicky.
Yes.
Don't you? Oh, I thought those symptoms had gone.
They're back. They're back with a vengeance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, truly, Tom, I wish I could help. I wish I could reach you.
Oh, don't worry. It's stupid. They'll go away. I'm behaving like a stupid fool. I ought to know better. Now, what are you going to do today?
Well, I'm going to drive into Heckleton and buy some new covers for the chairs in the living room.
This morning?
Well, as soon as I've had breakfast.
But, darling, your car's useless. Have you forgotten?
Yeah, I'm going to borrow yours.
But it's been standing in the garage for over 2 years, all the time I've been away.
Oh, no, I asked Mr. Glossop last night. He said he had it serviced and it's in good condition.
Bob said that?
Well, yes, but... Tom! Tom, where are you going?
More tea, dear.
Ah, yes, please. Look. Ah, it's a grand morning. You can't beat getting up for breakfast. I think it's a lazy habit eating in bed.
I like it, but nobody brings it to me.
Where's the others, Roberto and Tom?
Eating breakfast in bed. Well, Tom seemed upset again, but I think he just wanted to know how his wife was.
Upset? In what way?
Well, not really, but just anxious.
Who isn't? Still, it's like I say. Everything looks better in the morning. All that hollering and stuff last night was for naught. Mind, I was as guilty as anybody. I shouldn't have gone on at the lad.
No, you shouldn't.
Well, he can take a bit of straight talk. Surely he gets enough in his job. Patients screaming at him and that.
It's not the same thing. He likes you. Memory of Molly. Well, I'd let it alone if I were you.
No, well, he should be able to sort it out, shouldn't he? After all, it's his job to sort things like that out, isn't it?
He's brilliant. That's half the trouble.
Aye, I suppose so. I must say, it were a wonderful article in the Times about him, about that paper he'd written. While he were in America, that one.
Yes, it was greatly praised.
Well, like I say, lad as bright as that, he'd know I didn't mean half I said. Besides, you have to give genius a bit of latitude, don't you? Ah, well, I mean, you have to.
Your tea, Robert.
Ta. Ah, lovely.
Bob! Did you have my car maintained while I was away?
Aye, I did. It would have rusted away if somebody hadn't. It's a nice machine, you don't want
to... Did I ask you to do that?
No, but I...
Well, then why do it, you interfering old fool?
Tom!
Oh, to hell with you.
Well, that's the last thing I do for that young fella.
You've got to give genius some latitude, remember? I'd better go and talk to him, I suppose. Excuse me.
We'll start home before lunch, Sonny.
But Roberta's expecting us to stay on, I mean, over the weekend, I mean. That's the arrangement.
We've got to face it, love. We're not wanted here now. Not any longer. Not since Molly went. We're just in the way. I don't know about you, Sanna, but I'm going to pack.
Oh, morning, sir.
Morning, Karen.
Can I talk to you, sir?
Oh, what is it? What is it? Oh, Karen, really, I'm busy. We'll talk later. Later.
Sir.
I said later.
Oh.
Karen, where's Dr. Bradford? Have you seen him?
Just gone over towards the garage, Dr. McKinley.
You can't drive that, you fool! Not for that ankle! Shouldn't be on it, by the way. Now, look, you can't drive her.
I can very well try.
Well, where do you want to go?
Down that hill.
Oh. Well, go on. Move over.
All right.
Let me drive. Any special reason why you wanted to try her out?
Not really. I just wanted to see if she would still go and try out the brakes.
Well, here's the hill. I'll let her out. Hang on.
Right. Now try out the brakes.
Right. Satisfied?
Yes. Yes.
Go back.
Yes. Go back.
Mm-hmm.
finished with your tray, miss?
Yes, thank you. Oh, Mary, was that Mr. Tom just gone out a few minutes ago?
Oh, yes, I think so, miss. In the car with Dr. McKinley. Oh, here they are back now, miss.
I wonder what all that was about.
It's no good, old boy. I'm afraid you're in a pretty bad state. I mean, this car business. What on earth was it all about?
Yes, yes. Perhaps I am, Mary. But look at the thing. First my ankle.
Sympathetic.
Then Roberta's car.
Any car you're near is likely to break down.
Oh.
That old boy was a joke.
Look, there was Roberta's car breaking down last night. And she was going to use mine this morning.
All right, that did happen the last time.
Yes.
Well, there was nothing wrong with your car this morning. We've just proved that, haven't we?
Well, the letter from the hairdresser.
Oh, some woman who has a contract in the village or sees passenger lists in the airlines. Plenty of big stores do that sort of thing.
Yes, yes. I suppose so. I suppose it's possible. But Mac, it's too bad. I tell you, something's wrong. I can feel it, Mac. Something's very, very wrong. Oh, Mac,
For Roberta's sake as well as your own, take a grip on yourself.
Oh, you know as well as I do, that is the most ridiculous possible advice to give to anybody with nerves.
I know, and I'm still giving it.
You honestly still think I'm being hysterical, don't you? But I'm imagining that all this makes a pattern.
Yes, I'm afraid I do.
Well, just the same, I'm going to tell Roberta and the others.
Don't be an idiot.
Oh, Mac, what else can I do? If she gets in that car, what else can I do?
You'll watch her. And smile. Won't you? Won't you, Tom? Because if you don't, I think you should go off on your own somewhere.
On my own?
Yes. And Tom?
Yes?
Stay in this room. Don't go near the garage. There's a good chap. Promise me that. Will you?
Mac!
Hmm?
Mac! Why do you say that? Why?
Oh, well, just a precaution, Tom. Just a precaution, that's all.
Against what? Against my tampering with that engine? Against my sending Roberta to her death on that hill?
Well, of course not.
Nothing's an accident. That's your theory, Mac, isn't
it? Freud thought of it first.
Surely you don't believe this whole thing. You can't believe it. You can't believe it in my mind that it's my mind.
No, of course I don't. You've been under a great deal of strain.
I tell you, Mac, these things can't just be coincidence of my ankle, the letter, the whole thing's too palatable.
I entirely agree, I'm afraid.
So you do think that I'm going mad?
Now, you sit and rest.
Yes.
You've been through a lot.
Yes. It's funny, you sound like a doctor talking to a patient. Do you think I'm a patient, Mac?
Well, of course not, old chap. Now, just sit there and take things easy, will you?
Am I a patient, Mac? Honestly, this time?
Yes, Tom. Yes, I think you are. Now, sit there till I get back.
What is it? I couldn't. I don't believe I would. Is that schizophrenic? No, that's not me. There's nothing in my history that... There's nothing. Why should I set it up? No. I think clearly. Never mind. Why? Say I did. I just say I did. I would remember thinking of it. And I don't.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
Me. Karen, sir. Are you all right?
Yes. What is it, Karen?
I want to...
Max, he really thinks I might be... But I wouldn't. Why should I? I love Roberta, and... I love Roberta, but... I love Molly, too. And she died... She died. Oh, but I wasn't responsible for that. Oh, was I in a roundabout way? Was I? Oh, God, I thought I'd beaten the despair. I thought I knew all the answers, and I don't. I don't know what...
Sir, don't upset yourself.
Let me think a moment. No, I can't think.
Oh, Karen, whoever said that the saddest sight in the world is a psychiatrist losing his grip, whoever said that, had something. Believe me, had something. Oh, I don't know all the answers, but I know too many of them.
I wanted to talk to you, sir.
What I need is a drink. All right, Karen. All right, you can leave me for a bit. We'll talk later, eh?
As you wish, sir.
Yes, go on.
Sure you'll be all right.
Yes, I'll be all right. Go on. Well. So this is how it all ends. With two bottles. A small one and a big one. I better close these windows. Better close them. Lock the door first. Yes.
Miss Roberta.
Oh, yes, Karen, what is it?
Doctor.
Tom, is he all right? Is something wrong? Where is he? In the living room?
Yes.
Oh. A bottle full of sleeping pills and a bottle of whiskey. This shall do the trick. I'll try the whiskey first. I'd forgotten how it tasted, really. Well, here goes with the pills.
Tom, are you all right?
Hey, Roberta.
Please, open the window.
Yes, all right. I'm coming.
Oh, why did you lock yourself in?
Well, I just wanted some quiet. I wanted to be quite alone for a bit, that's all. Oh, can't I do that?
Have you been drinking?
Just one. I felt I was entitled to one.
Right after breakfast, that's not like you. Oh, Tom, you look terrible. What's the matter?
A slight setback. Much expected after the sort of slap-up breakdown I had. That's what I tell a patient, anyway.
Oh, Tom. Yes. Everything's gone wrong, hasn't it?
No. Oh, no, it hasn't. Darling, I'm sorry. Of course it hasn't.
I know it sounds stupid, but I think I could lose you, Tom. I think it could happen.
No, nonsense. Nonsense.
I feel it.
Oh, help me. No, don't be silly. Oh. Now, what are you going to do?
Well?
What are your plans?
Well, I'm going to drive into Heckleton for some material for these chairs.
Well, why not leave it till some other day? There's plenty of time.
No, if I'm going to live here, I can't sit and look at these things a day. Well, of course, if that's what you prefer. If you don't want me to change anything...
No, of course not. You know I haven't any feelings of that sort, Roberta. I have no feelings about Molly now. None at all. Only regret that I didn't make her happy. There's nothing else left.
Tom, I couldn't stand it if there was.
Oh, there isn't, believe me. Now, when are you driving in? Oh,
about a half hour, I thought.
Yes, well, it's quite a pleasant drive. Just be careful on the hill.
All right. I'll go and get my things together. You know, I'm quite excited about buying things for our house.
Sir.
Oh, yes, Karen, what is it?
Something I wanted to show you, sir.
Oh, can't it wait?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, all right. Where is the thing that's very important?
In the kitchen, sir.
Help me put those away, Mary.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, it's perfectly all right, Mary. Nothing's broken.
No, madam.
Down here, sir.
Hello, Tom. Have you come to wash up? You're too late.
What is it, Karen?
Look, sir. Where? This tile on the step where you fell.
What about it?
Look.
It's loose.
Yes, it is.
Give it to me. Yes. Yes, I wonder.
Here you are, sir.
Yes. Thanks, Karen. Thank you very much. Mary, will you please walk up those stairs?
The stairs?
If you don't mind, Mary.
Just as you say, sir.
That's right. I'm down, please, Mary.
She didn't touch that part of the stair at all.
No. No, she didn't, did she? Mary, will you ask everybody to come into the living room?
Everybody, sir.
Except my wife.
Yes, sir.
Tom, do you want me in the living room, too?
You too, Senna.
Oh, very well.
Karen. She didn't stand on that part of the stair either. Did she?
No, sir. She didn't.
Well, I'm off in a few minutes. I've got my bag packed. It's no use hanging on here. No use staying where you're not wanted, Doctor.
Now, why do you say that? You're one of Tom's few real friends. He's going through a difficult patch and he needs you. I want you to go back there and talk
to him. Tom Bradford doesn't need anybody. He can look after his son, that fella. He doesn't need us anymore. We just remind him of our Molly. We're best out of the way.
Well, I'm sorry, Bob. Believe me.
It'll be better for Santa, any road. Cut the painter altogether. Get her away from the place.
Yes, I suppose you could be right in that respect, at least.
Mr. Glossop and Dr. McKinley.
Huh? Dr.
Bradford says, will you please go to the living room at once?
What for?
He probably wants to apologize.
Well, that wouldn't be a minute before time.
Tom, Karen and I are here. What's it all about?
I'll tell you. I'll tell everybody. In a minute or two. Now, just sit down in that chair, Senna. You'll know soon enough.
Tom, I really don't know why we all have to sit around in a ring like this. A ring is pagan, you know.
You wanted me?
Yes, please, Bob. Would you sit down over there?
What for?
Oh, just sit down for Pete's sake, will you?
I'd like an apology, but you needn't make it a public penance, lad.
Don't worry. I won't.
Tom, what's all this about?
I'll tell you, Mac. I'll tell you all. Now, I'm going to be very brief. This is a tile from the stairs. I slipped on it last night and fell, putting my ankle out. This tile has been cemented into the stair again, but the cement is still white and fresh.
You mean somebody prized it loose just so you'd slip on it? Is that what you mean?
I do.
But anyone might have slipped on it. It could have happened to any of us.
No. Only Mary and Sanna use those stairs in the normal way. And they walk in small steps, plumb down the middle. And I'd watch them. But I take the stairs in twos, and my steps are to the side. They missed the tire. I didn't. It was a risk. This person had to take a risk.
Well, I'll be... I always said you should have packed that job in, lad. It's too much strain for you.
I hurt my ankle just like that the night Molly died. Now, you all know that. You were all here, except Roberta.
Tom, I should stop this if I were you. I don't think you know where it could lead you.
Oh, yes, I think I do, Mac. I think I do. Now, last night, Roberta's car broke down exactly as Molly's did 3 years ago.
Oh, for crying out loud, get to the point.
I'm at the point, Bob. The final thing was a letter. A letter to Roberta from a hairdresser. Molly also had such a letter. The next same morning that she died.
Tom, stop all this, old chap.
No, Mac, not now. Now, sending this letter was foolish because it has a telephone number on it. And I've just booked a call to this number from the extension in the hall. So now, all we have to do is wait.
I take it you think that this shop will tell you who sent them the information that Roberta was over from America and might be a useful customer, hmm?
Yes.
I see.
He's balmy. Who'd want to kill Roberta?
You know, I'm not sure this person wanted to kill her. I think this person wanted to push me over the edge. Very nearly did just that. Very, very nearly.
But why? Who'd want to do that? We're all your friends here.
Are you?
Tom, this is plain silly. This whole thing has got out of hand.
Ah. Yes? Oh, thank you. Is that the Mayfair hairdressing salon in the High Street? Oh, my name is Dr. Bradford. Yes, that's right. My wife has just received a card from you. I wonder if I might inquire who recommended her to you. Yes, I would very much like to know. No, just interested. But I'm afraid I must insist on knowing. I see. Yes. When was this? Thank you. They were advised by a telephone call. No name was given. It was a woman's voice. They thought an elderly woman. Well, Senna?
Why ask me, Tom?
Don't answer him, Sonny. You don't have to sit there and be insulted. Come on, let's get out of here.
No, I insist on an answer, I'm afraid.
Oh, you can insist all you like, lad. She's telling you now. You're not bullying her.
No, I'm not. You are. Now shut up for once in your life and let her speak.
No, I warned you, that.
You made that telephone call. Didn't you, Senna?
Now stop it. I warned you.
Oh, let her answer, Bob. Or would you rather she didn't?
Okay. Well, you're getting it now. Why should I object to
Roberta! Roberta, the car!
Oh,
he's fallen down. He's in a state.
Oh, Roberta, the car! Stop her!
I'll get her. Help him to his feet, the rest of you.
Oh, come on, Tom, lad. Oh, that ankle's not right, you know.
Thanks.
Tom, lad, you're doing too much.
I'm all right, Bob.
How is Roberta now?
Oh, Roberta. Roberta, are you all right, darling?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, please sit down, darling. Sit down and listen until I'm finished. Will you do that for me?
Well, yes. Yes, good, of course.
I wanted to spare you this. Where's Mac?
Here.
Tom, you're in no shape to go on with this fantastic thing, you know.
That call to the hairdresser, that old lady's voice, that wasn't fantasy, Mac.
No, admit
Whoever set up that pattern of events, exactly like the ones that happened in this very house the night Molly died, whoever did that failed on one point. He did one thing that was out of pattern.
And what was that?
Pass me that book, will you, Bob?
It was. This one?
That's it. Thank you. Symbols and Psychiatrists by Morris McKinley. Now, let me read from your own book, Mac. No, it won't take a moment. Yeah, this is it. I marked it last night. Very often a patient will see in some symbol a reflection of his own anxiety. Sometimes attachment to this symbol will get entirely out of control and become profoundly obsessional. Sometimes, in rare cases, the symbol can take the form of a person.
Yes, that's true.
Roberta!
What?
Come over here. Don't be afraid, dear. Just stand there.
All right.
Mac! There's your symbol.
What?
Roberta. Now, look at her and deny it. Deny it, Mac.
Oh, nonsense. Tom, you really...
The one time you broke the pattern was when you went into Roberta's bedroom. You did that because Roberta is your symbol. Your symbol of Molly. She has taken Molly's place.
Look, Tom. I'll ring my own hospital. They'll be quiet and discreet. Didn't even let the university know. You'll get the best possible attention.
Mac! I know you were in Roberta's bedroom.
I fail to see how you could know any such thing.
Very well, then. Why didn't you make the telephone call, Mac?
You say I was in Roberta's room. Who do you say saw me?
Karen saw you. Didn't you, Karen?
What? Yes, I saw him.
He says he saw me.
You had to see Molly, was that it? You had to see Molly again. And you got Roberta and Molly all mixed up in your mind. You went in Roberta's room. And for all I know, you might have sometimes done that with the real Molly.
Never!
Molly was a ruby, warm. Molly wasn't that kind of girl. Molly wasn't a slut. She was worth 10,000 of your cold American diamonds. And of you! You!
Yes, I gave her a bad time.
You did, you did! And I watched you do it. We all watched you do it.
You watched, but you only saw what you wanted to see. Senna.
What?
Did Dr. McKinley ask you to telephone the hairdresser? Or did he?
Yes, Tom.
But why? I don't understand this. Why should he want you... Why should he want to destroy you or Roberta?
Well, he loved Molly. He always loved her.
You knew that? You never said anything to me.
No.
So he blamed me. I was the guilty one. I was to be destroyed. I was to be driven mad first, eh, Mac? Classical.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tom. But I imagine that you won't want me here any longer, a subject of your delusions. If you wish me to arrange for medical treatment for you...
Now, don't worry. I won't try to get you certified.
And then I'll say good night to you all.
I could kill him. I will.
No, let him go. Let him go, Bob.
Or perhaps I should say goodbye.
Thank you, Karen.
Yes, sir.
Well, why do you thank Karen?
He knows why. Don't you, Karen?
Karen didn't see him in my room.
No, it was pure bluff on my part. But when he put that telephone back, I was sure.
Oh. He loved Molly more than any of us. He was the only one of us prepared to kill for her or die for her, the darling. Here. Roberta, what are you doing with Molly's picture? Oh, you've torn it up. Oh.
I never want to hear her name again. Never. Never.
That was Crack Up, a play for radio by Alan Pryor. The cast was as follows. Tom Bradford, Bruce Beebe, Roberta Bradford, Jane Jordan Rogers, Morris McKinley, William Fox, Bob Glossop, Frank Mills, Sanna Glossop, Joan Haythorne, Karen, Frederick Treves, and Mary, Isabel Rennie. The play, which was recorded, was produced by William Glenn Doppel.